Joseph, good morning.
Good morning to you, Tess.
So to start off with, why do you think our politicians seem more focused on these bills in comparison to what the general public, general public's current political focus is?
Well, I think there are many, many factors. One, political parties, as we've had them, have fast run out of steam. They no longer are at the centre of political thought, political discussion, political education. They've become machines which are basically meant to elect a group of people to the trappings of office. And literally, I think you could say the world is passing them by. And so all the machinations of electoral politics now is about getting into office and remaining there as long as one can, which these days is not very long. And really what they're hanging on to, what is really the trappings of office, rather than anything remotely approaching what we would call responsible government. And there are, I think, to be fair to them, I suppose, you have to say that Australia, like so many other countries, is part of a rapidly globalizing world in which much of what happens inside the country, Australia, is really shaped by powerful forces and currents. Which politicians that not only don't have any real control over, but many of them scarcely understand. So the public is getting a sense of a group of people engaged in shadow boxing and really not on top of the issues which affect people's lives and what they can hope for the future.
Now, in terms of the origin of this disconnect, I mean, do you really think that it just comes down to the public have grown sick and tired of what's actually happening in Parliament?
No, I think that's too simple. I think the disconnect is what I've just been saying, that there are powerful forces at work which explain that political parties now are only a shadow of what they might have been 50 or 100 years ago. Political parties in this earlier period were organizations, movements around which people attached themselves with passion. They interpreted the world through their attachment, involvement with, or support for one or other of the major parties. They were seen as compasses or lenses for making sense of the world politically. This is no longer the case. And the second factor is the one I mentioned before, that we live in a world which is far more integrated and interdependent than anything we used to have before. And political parties function within institutions that are nation-bound. And therefore, they don't really... I mean, let me give you a simple example. The value of the Australian dollar. The decisions made about that, the factors that make the value of the Australian dollar or interest rates what they are is not really the decision of what any minister or prime minister, the decisions they make. They're forces much beyond their capacity to control. And so, and we're finding this in many countries. And of course, globalization is a phenomenon which advantages some and leaves others far behind. And that creates further discontent, which by and large, most politicians are unable to appreciate, let alone do something about.
Now, in your opinion, when Parliament does go back next year, should our politicians be having more of an international approach to politics?
Well, I think, I have... like many other Australians, very, very, very narrow expectations of what the politicians in the Parliament and outside might be able to deliver. So making recommendations for what they might do or might not do, yes, it's worth it's worth doing because it points you in the direction which perhaps is more promising, but don't hold your breath that they're going to do it. Short answer to your question, yes, of course. Australia needs to have a less parochial approach to all the major issues and understand that Australia is very much an integral part of what's happening in Asia, in the United States, in various parts of Europe, and globally more generally. And whether you're looking at environment or economy or refugees, asylum seekers, immigration policy, all these issues that we think we're concerned with cannot be understood purely by placing them within the boundaries of Australia any more than those in other countries can place them within the boundaries of their own country. You need now to function by placing Australia within a world outlook, while at the same time being tuned in to Australia's history and traditions and culture and all the rest. But the two have to go hand in hand. And yes, it would be wonderful if our politicians were able to speak and to act in ways that took this fully into account. But as I said, I'm not very optimistic that they will anytime soon.
Now, just before we do let you go, Joseph, I mean, this year has been a pretty intense one in terms of global politics, just stepping outside Australia for a second. I mean, we've seen Duterte in the Philippines, we've seen the rise of Trump, we've seen Brexit. Do you think that this political disconnect, how does it apply to an international audience?
Well, I think what you just described, Trump, Brexit, the vote we've just had in Italy, and others, many others around various parts of Europe and elsewhere, point to not just discontent and frustration, but also uncertainty and anxiety about the future. That's basically describing the world in which we live. Will we, won't we, be able to respond and rise to the challenge posed by climate change, just to give you an illustration? Will we be able to respond and rise to the challenge of rising inequalities between countries and within countries, including within Australia? Just think of housing affordability. People who can afford $20 million mansions and others who are struggling to pay the rent in a one- or two-bedroom flat or house. Will we be able to find answers to the problem posed by 65 million people displaced in different parts of the world? I'm just giving an illustration. And this is hitting Europe, it's hitting the United States, it's hitting Australia. And so the Trump phenomenon and Brexit and so on is just people finding a way, not particularly intelligent way, but nevertheless looking for a way to say things are not going in the direction that they should, and lashing out without perhaps fully understanding what might be a more promising direction and how to get there.
Well, Joseph, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
Thank you for having me.